This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. State legislation may spell the future of what we know and think of abortion, assisted suicide, and other life issues. Indiana residents will soon know that any abortion done in their state on a minor involves the consent of a parent and not a trafficker. Montana is banning, and the fight continues in Tennessee to, along with other states, ban late-term abortions for the pain children feel during abortion. And bills to legalize assistance in early death suicides have lately fared very poorly in states from Hawaii to Maryland. Even more pronounced, a Senate panel in Alabama passed a bill saying there is no right to abortion ever. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Billboards and pop music stations in at least some areas of the country are being inundated by ads from Planned Parenthood, calling for government support and funding. The ads especially tout health services for those at risk of particular infectious diseases. What they do not mention is Planned Parenthood's number one revenue maker, the provision of abortion. How they pay for such expensive ad campaigns is another way Planned Parenthood isolates $500 million in government funding away from abortion. It's likely fighting for federal funding with federal funding. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.